So two sets of talks that will have a huge bearing on life here in Northern Ireland. We've heard this mentioned now every day, basically since Friday. It is crunch time today as Arlene Foster meets with Theresa May to hammer out terms for a possible Tory DUP pact to allow the Conservatives to form a minority government. Of course, meanwhile, talks to restore power sharing resumed yesterday with less than 3 weeks. So 3 weeks from yesterday to save Stormont. But first, we're going to hear from our politicians in a moment. First of all, though, listen to this. There's an old rule: never put the country in the hands of the Ulstermen. In an attempt to try and shore up an untenable position, apparently in order to seek stability, she's going to do a deal with the DUP. It's unbelievable. The words of Paddy Ashdown. The former Lib Dem leader was speaking on Sky News over the weekend as it emerged that Theresa May was considering this confidence and supply deal with the DUP. Now, I spoke to Paddy earlier and began by asking him for his reaction when he heard about a possible deal between the Tories and the DUP.
I was shocked, to be honest, and I remembered and used, indeed, the phrase of Prime Minister Jim Callaghan, which he used in 1978, as I recall, when the Labour government, the then Labour government, was seeking a majority and reached out to the Liberals, asked why he didn't involve the parties of Northern Ireland. He said, I have a principle, and it's a principle upon which I think national safety is based, is that you never let the Ulstermen get their hands on the nation, by which, it's a shocking thing to say, I am an Ulsterman, as you know. He didn't mean it in terms of, you know, all Ulstermen are bad. He meant it simply in terms of the fact that, as you and I both know, and I have experienced both in my childhood and on the streets of Belfast as a soldier, the politics of Northern Ireland is specific and different and underlaid, although less now than previously, but nevertheless still underlaid by sectarianism. And it is not a good idea, however decent and honourable those politicians may be, to let sectarian issues that relate to Northern Ireland have an effect on the government of Britain, and I share that.
You did say as well at the same time on Sky News that, you know, this is obviously to seek stability for the country, for the UK. So there will be people, Paddy, obviously, that will interpret that as something quite insulting, people that live here.
Well, I don't see why they should. I mean, I mean it no more insultingly than did Jim Callaghan at his time, in his time. I mean, look, you and I both know, and we know with pain, and personally know, you and I and many others listening as well, is that the politics of Northern Ireland is underlaid, still, I'm afraid, by sectarianism, and to allow that sectarianism to be translated into the policies at Westminster is unhelpful to the nation at large and unhelpful to Northern Ireland. All of us who seek peace need to recognise that. Now, there'll be a day, I hope it will arise soon.
Do you not believe, Paddy, that the DUP could take the sectarian element out of it and work with the Tories for the betterment of Northern Ireland and the UK as a whole?
Of course they could, and if they're wise, they will, and it looks like Arlene Foster will try and not lay down some conditions of a sectarian nature for the government. But that it is not necessarily the DUP's actions that matter here. It unbalances the very careful Good Friday balance that exists in Northern Ireland. And although I don't agree necessarily, it is nevertheless the case that the point identified by the Dublin government and indeed by Sinn Féin, for whom I have no particular cause to argue, nevertheless is correct. How can a Secretary of State for Northern Ireland in partnership with one of the sectarian parties in Northern Ireland act as honest broker in the talk?
Well, they would, of course, say, to be fair to them, they would, of course, say that they're not sectarian. We'll come back to the talks in just a second, Paddy. I want to go back to this possible deal, because over the Lib Dems did a deal with the Tories under Nick Clegg and David Cameron, so people might say that you're being a little bit hypocritical about the DUP doing a deal with Theresa May.
I'm not against the deals at all between parties. I'm in favour of partnership government.
On who it is.
Listen, I think if you'd allow me to finish, I'm in favour of partnership government. There is a difference between what the Lib Dems did. We set out a proper coalition agreement. By the way, we did it in less time than it's taken to arrange this loose agreement. I'm not against partnership government. I am against, however, playing the sectarian politics of Northern Ireland into the politics of the nation in a way which is damaging to the nation and damaging to peace in Northern Ireland.
Of course, it does.
And that is how it is playing out now. It's an act, I think, of great humiliation for the Tories that they have to do this. But leave that to one side. This is not a sensible thing to do for our country and not a sensible thing for Northern Ireland either.
It is, of course, going to feed in, Paddy, to this almost image of Northern Ireland that some people believe the rest, the mainland do have, the almost the hicks, the hillbillies, loose cannons. We've seen a lot of the press and a lot of media, and some of them are cherry picking elements off the DUP, their policy, their past, whatever that might be.
This will
feed into the element of, well, the UK is the UK and Northern Ireland, just you look after yourselves.
Well, yes, some are ignorant, I understand that, but I am not. I've experienced, I was brought up in Northern Ireland, I'm proud of my Northern Irish blood, and I've fought on the streets of Belfast. The fact that the press may be ignorantly pick up and cherry-pick people's policy to make their points is just a fact of British political life. Try being a liberal under these circumstances and read the Daily Mail. It's something you have to live with, I'm afraid, in a free society.
Look,
here is the central point. No doubt some will make mischief with this. No doubt the intentions of the DUP are not to act in a sectarian manner, if they're wise. It nevertheless remains a fact that in the highly delicate situation of Northern Ireland, still struggling towards a sustained and settled peace, to play underlying sectarian politics, and you know, no one will deny that there is an underlying sectarian nature to the Northern Irish parties, into the national politics is neither good for Northern Ireland nor is it good for the country.
Okay. So in terms of Sinn Féin, they should never go into a minority government, say, for example, in the Republic.
I didn't say that. That's the Republic. What I'm saying is we're talking about Britain.
Okay.
Britain has a responsibility towards Northern Ireland, and that responsibility is to help Northern Ireland
yes.
towards
peace. As does the Dublin government. I want to move on to...
The Dublin government has a part to play. It does not... It is not the government of Northern Ireland, and I'm sure you wouldn't suggest it.
Not at all.
It has a part to play in the decisions which are made, but it's different from being the government, and I'm sure you understand that.
I do, of course. You did tweet over the weekend, Mrs. May told us to fear a coalition of chaos. So the coalition of Tories and the DUP, what should we call that? So that's what you tweeted. So
yes, exactly. Exactly.
So chaos.
I mean, sorry?
Chaos.
Well, let's wait and see what results. If Mrs. May is going to go around saying that if the government does a deal with the Lib Dems, if the party does a deal with the Lib Dems, that's chaos. But in fact, the coalition with the Lib Dems provided this country with the most stable and best government it's had in recent times. Then I think one is entitled to say that a coalition with a party whose underlying, which remains a sectarian at its heart, if Mrs. May is going to say that others are going to have a coalition of chaos, I think the entire nation will take the view that for the Tory party to arrange a coalition which is in some measure or another based on the sectarian politics of Northern Ireland is likely to result in a less congenial outcome than you'd imagine.
Let's go back to what we briefly mentioned earlier, Paddy, in terms of the talks here and the impact this could have if this deal does go through. We hear this the phrase of an honest broker and what that would change with the Tories if they were connected with the DUP in that way.
Sorry, the question is?
Well, the question is, I know you're putting your views on that earlier and we moved on briefly, so just to go back to that issue, what impact do you think it will have?
I don't know, but I think it will give... I think it will tend towards destabilising. I don't say totally destabilising, but it will make an already fragile situation more fragile. It will give some people who have mischief in their hearts the chance to work that mischief. I think it makes a settled outcome in short order to the present situation of Northern Ireland more difficult to achieve. And I think it was a foolish thing for rather reprehensible thing for the government to do. Now, I have no doubt that there will be many in the Tory party who will greatly welcome this. They will see a collection of people whose political views are considerably to the right, which are joining to help them run what will be a right-wing government. But there are many decent Tories, let me tell you, who are outraged and scandalised by this and who believe that it's a very poor move for their party to be taking.
Why do you think they're taking a party? Is it pure desperation? Have they no other option?
Well, name what other option they have. I mean, the only other option would be to do something sensible, to sit down and say, look, we recognise that we have a minority government. Let us now see what build relationships we can build with others about the key things. Let us have, as William Hague has suggested today, a cross-party commission to run the Brexit negotiations. If the government acted in that way, they would be A, recognising their position, and they would be B, acting in a much more responsible manner than seeking to put together a coalition which will help them move further to the right, but the country made it very clear they didn't want them to do that.
Are you saying that if the Lib Dems were ever in the position that the Tories find themselves in right now, that they would never go into coalition or a connection, as Theresa May is suggesting, with a party from Northern Ireland?
I think the Lib Dem, I think if the Lib Dems did such a thing, I would be as opposed to it as if the Tories did.
Okay.
Let me just repeat to you. There will be a day which will arrive, I hope it will arrive soon, when we can treat the Northern Ireland parties as entirely similar to every other UK party. That is manifestly not the case at the moment. I don't think anybody sensible in Northern Ireland would argue that that moment has arrived. It will arrive, and I hope it will arrive soon. It will not arrive quicker by playing the underlying sectarian politics of Northern Ireland into the national government. It will arrive, I think it will be more difficult to arrive at as a result of what the government is now doing rather than easier.
Okay, Lord Ashdown, we'll leave that at that. Thank you very much for your time
this
morning.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.